Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob, live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And I'm sorry, from the TireRack.com Fox studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. As I said last hour, we've got our man Mark Willard, who both Rob and I co-hosted with on weekends. He's now the host of The Daily Show, Willard and Dibs, on 95.7 The Game in San Francisco. So it'll be fun to talk with him about all things Niners and maybe a little bit more than that. So he'll join us at the bottom of the hour so you can get kind of the local feel for what's going down there, on down there in the Bay Area. But before that, we want to get to Josh McDaniels. And Rob Parker has some stuff he wants to get off his chest. We might hear music and everything.
No, we didn't got to go all that way, Chris.
The Raiders, of course, drop a 29-23 game to the Arizona Cardinals. It is a game that the Raiders had in control.
They led 20-0, Chris. 20-0 in that game.
20-0, and they are now 0-2, Rob. And 0-2, it doesn't sound bad in a 17-game season, or even a 16-game for that matter. But, Rob, last year, seven teams started 0-2. None of them made the playoffs. I believe since 2020, 18 teams have started 0-2. None have made the playoffs. Since 1990, only 11% of the teams that have started 0-2 make the playoffs. And they're in a tough division. Now, that gives them an opportunity to beat some good teams and, you know, get the records evened out. But I think it's going to be tough for them this year, Rob. And but Josh McDaniels, you know, anytime a team blows a 20-point lead, the coach definitely has something to do with it. So what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, Chris, it's just a really, really bad loss. The biggest blown lead in the history of the Raiders. They've been around for a long time. That speaks volume, doesn't it?
And they've had some bad years.
They have. They've never given up a 20-point lead. And they were shut out, outscored, Chris, 22-0 in the fourth quarter and overtime. Like, it's just fourth quarter and overtime. They were in Vegas. They weren't on the road. And I don't get to Josh McDaniels. I don't. I really don't. He didn't have success in Denver, Chris. He's the one who moved up to
Well, Rob, he was 11-17 in 2 years.
In Denver.
Or actually a year and a half.
Right. And you remember why he lost his job there too, right?
Yep.
He got caught cheating in London.
I wonder where he got that from.
Yeah, where'd that come from? Chris, they had a game in London, and he got caught videotaping the 49ers walkthrough before the game. We heard this before. He's the one who moved up to draft Tim Tebow in Denver. He's the one who was offered and accepted the job with the Colts. You remember and left him at the altar, Chris?
Yep.
This is all Josh McDaniels. I get it. He was with the Patriots. They had a lot of success. The Bill Belichick coaching tree is dead. It has rotten fruit on it. The list of guys, Chris, who have failed is enormous. Matt Patricia.
Joe Judge. Romeo Crennel.
Jim Schwartz.
Charlie Weiss.
I mean, it goes on.
It is huge.
Goes back to Al Groh.
Bill
Do you remember
O'Brien
Al Groh?
Was okay.
He was probably the best of the lot. But a lot of
Vrabel's
guys.
Vrabel's not under the belt. Now,
he played for him, but he was never coached under Bill, so he doesn't count. So if I'm a Raider, I mean, the Raiders keep. I get it. Last year, Chris, they had a great turnaround after the John Gruden fiasco. Rich Thomas, what is it? Tomaselli? Is that how you say it?
Yeah, I can't remember how you pronounce it. Complicated, yeah.
Yeah. Name. But their coach last year was interim. They won the last four games and made the playoffs. And that season, you remember how bad the season
Rich
could have been
Bisaccia.
Over? What did I say, Rich?
It was Bisaccia. Yeah. Rich Bisaccia. He did a good job.
He did a good job, but they didn't want to keep him because he doesn't have a big name and they wanted to go out. You know, they had signed Gruden to that 10-year, $100 million contract. And you go out and you look at Josh McDaniels, he has the pedigree. Oh, he's from the Patriots. They win Super Bowls. We want somebody like that. I don't get all the love for him because he just hasn't had enough success. And that game yesterday is the one you talked about, it, Chris. Could be a season crusher to lose that game, be 0-2, and then try to make the playoffs. Like, there's no way you – it's one thing if you can't – compete and you get beat and you're down 20-0 and they jump on you and you can't come, but to blow a 20-0 lead at home and to play that poorly, I'm sorry, that's some coaching there.
No, look, Rob, I can't disagree with anything you said. People have wanted, they want Josh McDaniels to be such a good coach.
They do.
You know, Rob, we could go down the line. There's a long list of guys who were great coordinators.
Who didn't pan
offense
out.
Offense or defensive coordinators, but weren't head coaches. Heck, Nathaniel Hackett, or as you call him, Nathaniel Can't Hackett. He's the offensive coordinator for the Packers the last 3 years.
He looks terrible, Chris.
Right. He looks like he doesn't know what he's doing.
He looks overmatched.
Yep.
And
he was. You had to think he was a good coordinator. They were 13-3 all those years, or 13-4 last
year. And Aaron Rodgers won two MVPs.
Yep. That's why I thought, I don't know Nathaniel Hackett from Adam, but judging from that, I thought, you know what? He'll be good in Denver. But he's, at least right now, it looks like he's overwhelmed. He's not cut out to be a head guy. And maybe that's Josh McDaniels, because obviously he's been a good offensive coordinator, particularly with Tom Brady. But Rob, he bad head coach in Denver, caught cheating, and now they're off to an 0-2 start when almost everyone believes that the roster is better this year than it was last year.
They got Devontae Adams. What do you mean they're not making a play? Can you imagine adding Devontae Adams to your offense, Chris, and you not making the playoffs?
Right.
Really?
And he only caught two balls yesterday. So
I'm sure he was
targeted 17 times.
Yeah, he had a big first game, right?
Yeah, 10 catches, I think, 10 or 11. Only two catches yesterday. And so, they got to figure some things out, Rob, because that division, I mean, we've talked that. Like, I feel like they're the worst team in that division, although Denver's not looking very good.
But you can't give up a game like that, Chris,
no,
because of the division. Same thing. I know a lot of people, we talked about the Denver thing, about them winning the division. I didn't see it.
At least they got a win. That's the thing. I agree, they don't look very good, but they got a win. You know, and that's more than the Raiders say. Rob, the Raiders got the Titans next. That'll be tough.
Yep.
Then they got Denver. And we'll see, you know, Denver's got San Francisco next week. Then they got the Chiefs, Texans, Saints. I mean, it's going to be tough for the Raiders. It's a tough schedule, and they're off to a bad start. But Josh McDaniels, yeah, Rob, I don't know. I mean, I would imagine that this will definitely be his last shot, don't you think? If he fails here, then, you know, you're just an offensive coordinator.
Right. It's just amazing that he even got the second opportunity.
After cheating.
The cheating, and then, you know, when you back out of a job, too, some owners could have been afraid of him. But
right.
He,
that wasn't cool.
That's not
that cool,
Chris. You give somebody your word, right? Like, it would be bad.
Absolutely.
It would be bad if they pulled out on him at the last minute after you agreed to a deal. It would be bloody murder, right? He screamed bloody murder. How could you do that? You promised me that job. We shook hands. And then he bails on them.
Yep. You're absolutely right. I mean, you know, if you're not sure, just tell them you're not sure yet. They obviously wanted you.
Right, you can't accept it.
They'd given you a little time.
Right, you can't accept a job if you're not going to follow through with it. It was a bad look. Look at the Eagles, 14-0 over the Vikings, Chris.
Eagles looking good, man. This would be, I mean, the Vikings are a team, we know they beat the Packers to open the season, and if they win this, Philadelphia, that's impressive. And Jalen Hurts, look, he does it differently. He runs a lot. Throws it okay, but his running is what makes him, I don't even know if I'd say special, but it's certainly his best attribute.
Right, a little
at
different.
At this point, yeah. But they're playing good football. Oh, just as I spoke, wow, bomb, touchdown. You probably saw that. I'm behind.
Yeah, Chris, you know, you're streaming. Yeah, that was 10 minutes ago. Are you kidding? I just said they scored.
Was that Devontae Smith?
No.
No, who did he throw it to?
Quez Watkins.
Dude was wide open. My goodness.
Yes. So there you go.
All alone.
But I don't know. Well, as we go forward on this, if you're a Raiders fan, Chris, are you just saying, hey, I'm a Josh McDaniels, I believe in him, they'll get it right? Or is this like headed towards a disaster? What could be a bad situation? Because they had that game in hand, and that would have been perfect to get off to a 1-1 start.
Absolutely.
You win that game. That was a huge game for them.
You're cooking with oil if you're 1-1. But now you're 0-2, and it's not looking good. History says you're in trouble. And so, you know, they have no choice but to believe at this point, Rob. You know, so we'll see. But let's throw it out to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Is Josh McDaniels woefully overrated as a head coach? This is his second stint. He's 11-19 overall as the head guy. Just because you can call plays as the OC does not mean a head coach you are. Your turn to weigh in. Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the Odd Couple. Magic City Monday. We could Talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem your credit card rewards. Or we can talk about how with Discover, you can redeem those rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing, folks. Learn more at discover.com/redeem. Rewards terms do apply. Again, we got Mark Willard coming up at the bottom of the hour to talk about the 49ers. And Rob, we'll get to that with him shortly. But first, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in on Josh McDaniels. Is he way overrated? I won't say overrated because that seems to be obvious.
Right, I'm with you. That's obvious. Right. It's not that. It's right. It's how bad.
Oh, it's woefully overrated.
Exactly. All right, let's kick it off, Chris, with Josh in Washington. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Josh?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Thanks y'all so much for taking my call, and thank you for being a friend.
Yes, sir.
So to use a cliche, you know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. So if the hoodies, kids should be good, right? But as you guys astutely noted, they all kind of stink. So to Rob's chagrin, maybe it was all about Brady up in wherever they played.
Yeah,
Boston,
in New England.
Somewhere.
I got you right.
I'm going to say this. And obviously, look, you got to give Belichick credit, especially those first Super Bowls. But Rob, in his 9 seasons without Tom Brady, he's made the playoffs twice. I'm just saying.
Yeah, okay. We're not on that tonight, okay?
I'm just stating the
Thanks,
fact.
Josh. Thanks
Following
for the call.
Following up on what the caller said.
Dre, thank you. Dre.
I'm an encyclopedia.
I know that. Encyclopedia Britannica. Dre in Michigan, you're on the Odd Couple of Fox Sports Radio. What up, Dre?
What it do, my peoples?
Hey, doing great. Hey, Dre. It's not final yet. But it looks like I'm going to be performing on October 7th in downtown Detroit doing a comedy show. So I'm giving you a heads up.
I'll be there. Be there for sure. I guarantee you. I tried to call Friday. Wish you guys a happy 4th, man.
Thank you.
You know, I appreciate you brothers for what y'all do, man. Like I posted on your Instagram, y'all ruined other sports shows for me. I can't listen to that fluff stuff no more.
Don't blame you,
I can't
man.
Do it.
Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Right. I hate to say, you know.
Raise the bar.
Oh, wait a minute. They took Scherzer out on a no-hitter, Chris.
I was going to ask you, should they – They Let just him took go him out. For it. What do you have, about 70 pitches?
Yeah, they just took him out. He had a no-hitter in the middle of the 6th. Okay, go ahead, Dre. Sorry.
Yeah, no problem. Just to say also, too, you know, it was funny because I respected both of y'all and I liked it, both of y'all as individuals. So when y'all came together, it was a dream team for me. Man. So y'all keep doing it. Have a good another 5 years for me.
Thank you.
But right. Yeah, but as far as McDaniels, though, I do think he's overrated because a lot of people like to bring up that Denver stuff. But you remember they got in the playoffs by default. They was 8-8. That doesn't mean they had to put somebody in from that division. So, you know, and then, you know, it's easy to come off Belichick tree because he runs a tight ship. Well, I think where most of them mess up, they try to come run that same type of ship. You haven't earned that respect yet.
You know
and
what?
I think that's
You're
where
right.
A lot of them falter.
We saw that with Jim Schwartz in Detroit.
Matt Patricia
in Detroit. They kept hiring people from New England, Chris, and those guys flamed out quickly. So he's right. Thanks, Dre. Appreciate you. Keith in New Orleans, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Keith?
Uncle Rob, Chris, what's up, Noob? How y'all boys doing, man?
What's up, Noob? How
doing great.
I'm good, but listen, y'all need to give me a separate line, man. I've been trying to call the last couple of weeks, man. I keep getting busy signals, man. I need to get a separate line.
Hey,
man.
Keith, if you could
you're
get
one
in.
You're one of many to wish
I was
going to
say that. If you could get in easily, we wouldn't be doing our thing, right?
Right. That means y'all doing a good job, man. But listen, I'm not sure. I think, Rob, you probably said a while ago when it first happened. Can you imagine if Josh McDaniels had been a brother and turned down a job after accepting the job? He would have never got another job again. He would have even got even an interview. You know what I mean?
How about the cheating scandal where the league fined him $50,000 for cheating?
Yeah.
For cheating. You know, and, I mean, he picked Tim Tebow in the first round you know, when no one projected Tim Tebow to be a first rounder. I mean, the guy has made blunder after blunder. He was a bust when he was the St. Louis Rams offensive coordinator. The only thing he's ever did when he had time was when he had Tom Brady as his quarterback. You know what I mean? So he's officially a bust head coach. He's probably going to get fired in a year or two with the Reds because they don't keep anybody. I mean, it's a turnstile with head coaches over there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's going to go right back to New England like Matt Patricia did.
The only person who's actually
been good has been Brian Flores, and he got fired unceremoniously.
Right. Flores did a good job.
Right, and he got fired in Miami.
They didn't even want to win, and he was winning.
Yep. No doubt. Thanks, Keith. Appreciate you. Ryan in the Bay Area, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Ryan?
Oh, I was trying to call on Friday. I wanted to congratulations to you guys. I've been listening to you guys since the old network first take.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you, man. We appreciate that.
Hey, I just want to say, like, what McDaniel did was like two felonies. You cheating and accepting a job and leaving them at the altar.
Right.
If he was like the last caller, if he was black, he wouldn't even have a coaching job.
No.
It's amazing that he's gotten away with it and keeps getting opportunities. It'd be one thing, Chris, if he had won something in Denver or something, then happened, and then there would be another opportunity. But I just don't get it. I must be missing something. I really don't.
People have expected big things from him this year.
Oh, yeah. The Raiders, yeah. Right? People thought they made the playoffs last year, Chris.
Yep. So he ain't delivering so far, though.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Our next guest, friend of the show, friend of mine and Rob's, host of Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game in San Francisco. We gladly welcome in Mark Willard. Mark, what's up, brother?
My guys, I'm so excited that the 49ers keep being all controversial with their quarterbacks because it means you guys keep calling and I get to talk to you.
That's right.
How's everybody doing?
You know, we're doing great, man.
We are great.
Friday, we celebrated our fourth anniversary together. Can you believe that? Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. I know I didn't think it was going to happen. No, I'm kidding. Of course, you're not the only one, my man.
You're not the only one. No. let's get to it. What is the mood? I mean, you obviously been taking calls. You've talked to people out there. What's the mood in the Bay Area with, obviously everybody's saddened for Trey Lance.
Sure.
But with Jimmy G now at the helm, what's the mood there regarding that?
I mean, it's kind of crazy, and I'm wondering if the emotions will die down the further we get away from yesterday. But right now, it's a combination of two emotions. One is anger, believe it or not. There are a lot of people who don't really understand the way that Kyle Shanahan was using Trey Lance, running in between the tackles. And I think there's a fair conversation there that's maybe a little bit more complex than people realize, which we can kind of get to in a second. But the other emotion is just relief that Jimmy Garoppolo is still on the team, because the one crazy thing that didn't happen everywhere in America, if your quarterback breaks his leg, the emotion overwhelms the fan base immediately. Our season's over.
Yeah,
except for one place, and that's here.
That's what I said earlier, Mark. Spot on. You're 100% spot on.
Yeah, Garoppolo runs out on the field and knife through butter, and they call 5 out of 6 throws right out of the gate. And it was, you know, a guy with no camp and no preseason and off-shoulder surgery looked exactly like he always looked. And so that's a relief in that, you know, I think people are disappointed. They were looking for kind of a different dynamic. They were excited to see what Trey could do, and they're not going to get to see that now anytime soon. But, I mean, let's be honest, the 49ers Super Bowl odds got better after the game.
I think they should have.
Now, here's my thing. What had you seen to this point with Trey? I know the one game in Chicago in the bad weather, but had you started to see anything before he got hurt or feel any way? Or no, you just didn't really get enough time to see if he was progressing at all?
Yeah, not much. And I think that's the thing that confuses people. You get a lot of people to say, well, we didn't get a chance to see it. But then I scratch my head and go, look, there are people who got to see Trey Lance every day for the last 18 months. And that's the 49er brass. And after all of that, they went out and felt like this was their best chance to win, to play him a certain way. And there were a lot of whispers through camp. Oh, he's not quite the most accurate guy. Maybe he'll grow into it, kind of like Josh Allen did. He was a little inaccurate when he first came into the league. But, you know, that's the thing. This guy was brought into a situation unlike all the other top five quarterback draft picks, which is that he was asked to come in and be really good right away because this football team can win. And so it was this weird dynamic of you've got to be patient for the player. He's 22. He hasn't played a lot of football. But the fan base and his teammates, to be honest with you, should not have to be patient because they've got a great roster ready to win.
Mark, you mentioned the fans who are upset with Shanahan for running him so much, particularly up the middle. And I saw it on Twitter. I mean, they were, you know, highly upset. Do you think they're justified? What's your take on the way Shanahan was using Trey?
I think there's a conversation there to be sure, and it's a head scratcher that he would run him as much as he did. He's had a total of four games now. He's had four starts, and he had a half of a game last year as well. And I think the sum total of runs in those four games is 49 rush attempts.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Oh, my goodness.
And he's been hurt twice, Mark.
Correct. Now, obviously, some of those are scrambles and whatnot, but that's a lot of rushing. And so I think there's a fair conversation of why is he running so much? Why are you planning to run him so much up the middle where he doesn't even have an opportunity to slide? But we all know this, which is that if you give a coach two options, A, he can either protect his player's health, or B, try to win. I know what every coach is going to try to do there. And so my question is not so much, you know, like if he shouldn't have been running in that way. It's like, what does that tell us about what they really think about Trey Lance? And I think it's a pretty simple A to B that they did not feel like he was really ready to throw the ball in a drop back way. And so then that brings up the question of, did you mess this up 18 months ago when you came up with this plan in the first place?
Yeah, I think that's a real question, because when you make that move and you move up and you give up something, you got to expect that he's going to play right away, right? And that he's ready, but he hasn't played enough. This whole thing surprises me, and I know players aren't, you know, there was a reaction of when Jimmy G scored the touchdown. Did you see that? What did you
players
make?
Players were all over.
Like he just won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Well, of course. So there's two things going on there. And one they can be out front with, and the other one's a little bit private. The one thing that's easy to see is that this guy, from the organization standpoint, has been taking on a journey that we've never seen before. He's been a successful quarterback, and they decided to go a different way, but they've dragged him through all of that. You draft someone number three overall, then you tell him to go play. Then he hurts himself in the playoffs. He plays through it. He does all this. Then they decide to move on. They can't move him. They bring him back again. And he's handled that so well. He's won every press conference every time. And so that's why those players were so excited for him to have an opportunity to go out there and play with him again. The unstated part, and this was without, you know, they're not going to put their name on it, but there were plenty of people behind the scenes in the locker room yesterday that whispered, look, they were not huge fans of the plan to begin with. They felt that Jimmy Garoppolo gives them a better chance to win. And so you'll never hear one of them say it out loud, but that opinion definitely is inside the locker room.
Mark, long-term, because obviously one of Trey's weaknesses was he hadn't played a lot of football. And
that will be the case next year, when they start the season.
And then also, of course, that rookie deal is getting older and older, right? So how does his injury kind of ruin their plan long-term even?
Well, in all kinds of potential ways, depending on what happens this year. Like, you're right. When you're on a rookie deal, the big advantage you have financially is year two and year three, right? Year one is considered like, okay, rookie year, whatever. Year two, you can play. Year three, you can play. Year four, you've got to sort of sign him to an extension if you love him. So now you already lost year two. Year three, he's going to come back the exact same inexperienced player he was this time. And what we don't know yet is what the 49ers do this year. If Jimmy runs deep into the playoffs again, now you're going to kick him out again for an inexperienced player now coming off of a major leg injury. Like, the 49ers, that relief we were talking about a second ago is great in the moment, but it's fleeting because the problems that they're now going to have in the offseason, do they again turn it over to Trey? If Jimmy is really good, do you go back to him? There are not a lot of ways that this is not going to end up looking embarrassing unless Trey comes back next year and looks fantastic.
Right. Wow, great stuff, Mark.
Yeah, Mark, thank you, my man. Appreciate you.
We appreciate the knowledge and the insight. And, yeah, we'll be calling on you again.
No doubt.
Keep your phone on loud. I don't know what the word is for it.
Yeah, no, the real quarterback to San Francisco. We got the reality show. You got to call anytime.
All right, buddy. Thanks, man. We appreciate you.
See you, boys.
Later. Rob, Josh Allen and the Bills are demolishing the Texans. Josh now is throwing for 317 yards, 4 touchdowns. They're up 34-7.
The Titans, you mean? I think you said Texans.
I'm sorry. Did I say Titans?
Yeah, I see 34-7. It's ugly.
Yep. And they got 5 minutes left in the third quarter.
That's amazing.
Wow. Buffalo is looking good. All right. More Odd Couple coming your way. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players, rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Out. This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments.
where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You didn't put a lot of shekels on this one.
No, I did not. Thank God. Wow. I got the Eagles one right, but man, I thought 10 points. We saw all weekend, you know, where the people had 10 points. I know the Packers covered, but everybody else didn't cover. I just thought you know what I mean, lose by 8 or 7 or, you know what I mean, but I didn't expect this. No.
34 so far. It's probably going to get worse. Anyway, Dallas, Rob, with Cooper Rush playing quarterback, beats Cincinnati 2017. We've talked about the statistics. When you're 0-2, your chances of making the playoffs are slim. And Rob, I'm off the Bengals. I don't think they're gonna make the playoffs. I assume they'll improve and, you know, win some games, but I do not think they're going to make the playoffs. Because one, they're 0-2. Two, they haven't even played good teams yet. Right? They're playing the Steelers and the Cowboys without Dak. Cowboys aren't much with Dak. All right, now they lose to him without Dak, and then their schedule is tough.
No doubt.
So, yeah, I think they're in trouble, Rob.
But you know, Chris, I didn't pick them.
Right.
I didn't.
I thought this was coming.
We've seen it. It's different when – it's not like you were good and you made it to the Super Bowl. You came out of nowhere, Chris, okay?
They were only 10-7.
Right. They came out of nowhere and waited to the Super Bowl. They won the AFC Championship game in Kansas City. Wasn't it overtime? Like that's where they came from. And I thought, okay, everything kind of worked out for them. Things worked out, you know, and we've seen this before where a team gets to the Super Bowl and then the next year they don't make it. They don't make the playoffs. This is not stunning. And you said it earlier when we were talking to TJ Houshmandzadeh. It's the difference between being the hunted, right? And the hunter.
Absolutely.
And you're not sneaking up on anybody when Cincinnati plays this year. Not a single person.
It's a difference in your opponent, because as Hoosh said, you're getting every opponent's best shot because, wow, this is a Super Bowl team.
Right. We're not going to come and get embarrassed.
We want to make a name for ourselves. Yes. Yep. We know we got to bring in our A game because they're good, so on and so forth. And then there's a difference in you. Because it's one thing, Rob, to play footloose and fancy free when nobody expects a thing.
Yep.
Right? Anything positive you do is gravy. Now the pressure is on.
every game means something. Now you lose. Last year, if they were 0-2, it was no big deal. This year, they're 0-2, and it's huge. And so everything is different, right? We talk about it. Expectations is what creates pressure.
Yep.
And now there are heavy expectations on the Bengals. And they're young, Rob. I think. And look, Joe Burrow, and he's – I like Joe Burrow, and I think he's very good.
We both liked him. You remember when they were saying, don't go to Cincinnati?
We were
like, what?
If you're that guy, you'll go. And he did.
And so he made his name, no doubt.
But, Rob, has he ever been the hunted?
No.
I mean, LSU even, right? He had come from Ohio State because he couldn't get on the field.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like, you know – everybody was
expecting
him to do what he did.
And he only had that 1 year in college, right?
Right. And then, of course, with the Bengals, nobody expected anything. So a lot of differences with, you know, this year and last year. And, Rob, I do think that they are done as far as making the playoffs. Dallas, Rob, look, the NFC, as we said, is pretty thin. Neither of us likes them a lot. But, you know, if they can stay alive, let's say, until Dak gets there. I don't think they're a threat in the NFC.
I just don't think
they could perhaps make the playoffs.
Yeah, I just don't like them. You know, like, I know they won that game. Nobody thought they would. I don't like the Cowboys.
It's a good win.
It is a good win.
Because the defense is legit.
Yeah, no doubt.
The defense is legit.
I just don't like them.
The offense is not. But Cooper Rush, you know, he's 2-0 in two game winning drives in his two starts, Rob. So we'll see. They got the Giants next week. That'll be an interesting game because, you know, how good really are the Giants. All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Peace!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day
with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!